Državni izpitni center. Nacionalno preverjanje znanja iz angleščine. Prvi del. Slušno razumevanje. Naloga A.
Slišali boste pogovor, v katerem bo prejemnica nagrade za humano pomoč spregovorila o svojem delu. Preberite vprašanja in obkrožite črko pred izbranim odgovorom. Glejte primer nič, ki je že rešen.
Besedilo boste slišali dvakrat. Sedaj imate čas, da si nalogo ogledate. Sedaj poslušajte in rešite nalogo.
Mina Sharp, a 19-year-old girl from California, is a guest on our radio program today. Good morning, Mina, and welcome to our studio.
Good morning.
Well, Mina, 25 of America's animal protection organizations named you Humane Child of the Year. You won that award because you started the Taipei Abandoned Animal Rescue Foundation while you lived in Taiwan.
Yes, that's right.
What made you start an abandoned animal foundation when you were in Taiwan?
I saw a need. I found a homeless dog and I asked where to take it. There was no place to take it to and no one seemed to care. It upset me a lot. There are no animal shelters or anything. The one dog pound, which is run by the city, kills them.
You really are an extraordinary girl. Could you tell us something more about the work you did in Taiwan before moving back to California last June?
Thank you. Well, a local vet gave me a room to keep animals in. I had 10 to 40 stray dogs in my care. I got dogs that were paralyzed or had horrible skin conditions. I took care of them for 3 or 4 hours a day after school. The vet taught me a lot of medical stuff. When the dogs were healthy, I put their pictures on my website and waited for interested people to email me. Or I looked for animal shelters that would volunteer to take them and help them find new homes in the US or Canada.
And you believed people would be willing to help you, or rather, the animals, a helping hand. Did they contact you?
Definitely so. During the 6 years I lived in Taiwan, I placed almost 1,000 stray dogs into people's homes in the US and Canada.
That's amazing. Were you ever worried that people wouldn't take you seriously because of your age?
Absolutely not. I never once thought that I shouldn't be doing this because I was too young. It has always felt so natural to me.
Great. But who pays to have these dogs sent over to their new homes?
It's purely money raised from donations. We're trying to raise enough money for me to make a return trip to Taiwan. I'm hoping to go back in April and get some more dogs.
Do you, Mina, have any pets?
Oh, yes. I have 5 dogs, 3 horses, a chicken, a bunny, and 6 little birds. All the dogs, but one, are from Taiwan.
What are your future plans?
Right now, I'm concentrating on school. I'd love to become an animal doctor and work on abandoned animal rescue programs in countries like Taiwan, where the need is so great. I imagine Taiwan's going to be a part of my life for a long time. I love it there.
Well, Mina, it's been a great pleasure talking to you. I wish you a lot of success with your studies and work with the animals. Thank you and goodbye.
Goodbye and thank you too.
Poslušajte besedilo še enkrat.
Mina Sharp, a 19-year-old girl from California, is a guest on our radio program today. Good morning, Mina, and welcome to our studio.
Good morning.
Well, Mina, 25 of America's animal protection organizations named you Humane Child of the Year. You won that award because you started the Taipei Abandoned Animal Rescue Foundation while you lived in Taiwan.
Yes, that's right.
What made you start an abandoned animal foundation when you were in Taiwan?
I saw a need. I found a homeless dog and I asked where to take it. There was no place to take it to and no one seemed to care. It upset me a lot. There are no animal shelters or anything. The one dog pound, which is run by the city, kills them.
You really are an extraordinary girl. Could you tell us something more about the work you did in Taiwan before moving back to California last June?
Thank you. Well, a local vet gave me a room to keep animals in. I had 10 to 40 stray dogs in my care. I got dogs that were paralyzed or had horrible skin conditions. I took care of them for 3 or 4 hours a day after school. The vet taught me a lot of medical stuff. When the dogs were healthy, I put their pictures on my website and waited for interested people to email me. Or I looked for animal shelters that would volunteer to take them and help them find new homes in the US or Canada.
And you believed people would be willing to help you, or rather, the animals, a helping hand. Did they contact you?
Definitely so. During the 6 years I lived in Taiwan, I placed almost 1,000 stray dogs into people's homes in the US and Canada.
That's amazing. Were you ever worried that people wouldn't take you seriously because of your age?
Absolutely not. I never once thought that I shouldn't be doing this because I was too young. It has always felt so natural to me.
Great. But who pays to have these dogs sent over to their new homes?
It's purely money raised from donations. We're trying to raise enough money for me to make a return trip to Taiwan. I'm hoping to go back in April and get some more dogs.
Do you, Mina, have any pets?
Oh, yes. I have 5 dogs, 3 horses, a chicken, a bunny, and 6 little birds. All the dogs, but one, are from Taiwan.
What are your future plans?
Right now, I'm concentrating on school. I'd love to become an animal doctor and work on abandoned animal rescue programs in countries like Taiwan, where the need is so great. I imagine Taiwan's going to be a part of my life for a long time. I love it there.
Well, Mina, it's been a great pleasure talking to you. I wish you a lot of success with your studies and work with the animals. Thank you, and goodbye.
Goodbye, and thank you too.
S tem je zaključena naloga A. Naloga B.
Slišali boste pogovor z 10-letno Naomi, ki je prejela BBC-evo nagrado Press Pack Competition. Kot nagrajenka se je pogovarjala z znanim glasbenikom Paulom McCartneyjem ob izidu njegove knjige. V tabeli s kljukico označite, ali so trditve pravilne, true, ali napačne, false. Glejte primer nič, ki je že rešen.
Besedilo boste slišali dvakrat. Sedaj imate čas, da si nalogo ogledate. Sedaj poslušajte in rešite nalogo.
Naomi, you are 10 years old and you interviewed ex-Beatles star Sir Paul McCartney. How do you feel about it?
I was so excited when I heard I'd won. I'm a huge fan, so it was the best news ever. I won the press pack competition to go and interview Paul McCartney, a famous musician who has now written a children's book, High in the Clouds.
How was the meeting arranged?
I met the press pack team outside Waterstones in London. There were queues of people outside to see him, and it was wicked because we were allowed to skip them. Everyone seemed frantic and excited because Paul was there, and the 3rd, 4th and 5th floors were closed off to everyone. except to Paul and us, of course. We went to a big room where all the windows were blacked out and there was lots of camera and lighting equipment. We waited for around 20 minutes when I ran over the questions I was going to ask Sir Paul. Then he walked in.
How did the interview go?
Oh, I was so nervous, but he was really nice. The interview went really well. It felt absolutely amazing talking to Sir Paul. So unreal. I couldn't believe it at all.
What impressions did Sir Paul McCartney make on you?
He acted like he did years ago in the films that he did with the Beatles. He was very funny and really nice. And even though he's really famous, he was just like a normal guy.
When you finished your interview with Sir Paul McCartney, you and some other schoolchildren spent some more time with him.
Yes. Then we headed down to the reading, where there were loads of cameras clicking away at Paul. He read a bit of his book to a group of schoolchildren, and then he answered some of their questions. There were two huge screens either side of him, showing bits from the book.
The reviewers of McCartney's book, High in the Clouds, say that the pictures are so good you want to carry on looking at them all.
Oh, yes, I absolutely agree. At the end of the signing, I met the illustrator of High in the Clouds, Jeff Dunbar. He was really nice too, and he drew me a picture in my press pack notebook. I know it was a day I will remember for a very long time.
Poslušajte besedilo še enkrat.
Naomi, you are 10 years old and you interviewed ex-Beatles star Sir Paul McCartney. How do you feel about it?
I was so excited when I heard I'd won. I'm a huge fan, so it was the best news ever. I won the press pack competition to go and interview Paul McCartney, a famous musician who has now written a children's book, High in the Clouds.
How was the meeting arranged?
I met the press pack team outside Waterstones in London. There were queues of people outside to see him, and it was wicked because we were allowed to skip them. Everyone seemed frantic and excited because Paul was there, and the third, fourth and fifth floors were closed off to everyone, except to Paul and us, of course. We went to a big room where all the windows were blacked out, and there was lots of camera and lighting equipment. We waited for around 20 minutes, when I ran over the questions I was going to ask Sir Paul. Then he walked in.
How did the interview go?
Oh, I was so nervous, but he was really nice. The interview went really well. It felt absolutely amazing talking to Sir Paul. So unreal. I couldn't believe it at all.
What impressions did Sir Paul McCartney make on you?
He acted like he did years ago in the films that he did with the Beatles. He was very funny and really nice. And even though he's really famous, he was just like a normal guy.
When you finished your interview with Sir Paul McCartney, you and some other schoolchildren spent some more time with him.
Yes. Then we headed down to the reading, where there were loads of cameras clicking away at Paul. He read a bit of his book to a group of schoolchildren, and then he answered some of their questions. There were two huge screens either side of him, showing bits from the book.
The reviewers of McCartney's book, High in the Clouds, say that the pictures are so good you want to carry on looking at them all.
Oh, yes, I absolutely agree. At the end of the signing, I met the illustrator of High in the Clouds, Jeff Dunbar. He was really nice too, and he drew me a picture in my press pack notebook. I know it was a day I will remember for a very long time.
S tem je zaključena naloga B. Končano je slušno razumevanje. Sedaj lahko začnete reševati še ostale naloge.